words of advice from a new dad. Come to the altar if you like coleslaw. If you like coleslaw, you need to repent. Worst thing ever made. Amen. Amen. Man, we got a good crowd tonight. I love it. I love it. Besides Teddy, I'm still waiting on that hot sauce. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's so great to be in the house of the Lord with you guys. Give honor where honor is due. Thank Pastor for this opportunity and First Lady. Even though she don't like to be called First Lady, she is the First Lady. Give honor to my beautiful wife and my beautiful daughter, Vivian and Lainey. It's true. You look at life different when you have a child. I was sitting there one night. We were watching a TV show. I don't even remember what we were watching. Probably Fire Country. And I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, Pastor putting his post. Be thankful today. I was very thankful because, you know, my mom, sick, couldn't work. So it was just my dad holding down the fort. And now, you know, you're growing up, paying bills. Don't know how you're going to get by. I don't know how we made it by, but it was by the grace of God. And I'm thankful for my mom and my dad for being spiritual mentors in my life. If we could turn our Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 2, and we'll start with verse 1. If you're there, shout amen. If you're looking at the screen, shout I'm a cheater. Amen. We got some honest folks. Reads like this. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies as it is written in the law of Moses. That thou mayest prosper in all that doest, and withsoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in the truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee. And he said, A man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also that Joab, the son of Uriah, did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner, the son of Ner, and unto Amasnah, the son of Jether, whom he slew and shed the blood of war in the peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle, and then thou about his loins, and his shoes that were on his feet. And if we can go turn our Bibles to John 14, verse 6, a very familiar passage of Scripture if you've ever been in this Pentecost movement. It goes, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But by me. With the help of the Holy Ghost, I like to preach on this simple topic, the mission. The mission. If we could lay our Bibles down and let's lift up our hands to the Heavenly Father, our Creator. Lord, we thank you today for waking us up this morning, for starting us on our way. Lord, keeping us safe as we're at our job, or if we took the day off to do things around the house. Lord, thank you for putting breath in our lungs and keeping us safe throughout the day. Lord, we thank you for bringing us into this house of worship, Jesus. Lord, fill fill our minds with your love, with your ever-loving arms, Jesus. Let your spirit prick our hearts, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we love you and we thank you. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. As the church says, amen. You may be seated. The mission. The year was 1944. The world was at war once again. In the thick forest in France, an army regiment Ford faced the impossible. The 442nd Regiment combat team, composed of primarily of Japanese American soldiers. Anybody know who we were fighting at the time? World War II? Who bombed Pearl Harbor? The Japanese. But we had some Japanese American soldiers who were fighting against their own, pretty much. These soldiers were given a mission no one wanted. They were a highly decorated unit fighting force in Europe during the World War II. They earned numerous accolades for their bravery and combat achievements, including the rescue of the Lost Battalion and the freeing of the survivors of a death march. They were told they had to go through 500 miles of brutal terrain under enemy fire, against odds that yelled at them that you will not make it. This unit had every reason to quit and to throw in the towel. This 442nd Regiment motto was go for broke. It meant hold nothing back. Press forward no matter what the cost is. At the end of the war, they became the most decorated unit in the U.S. military history for their size and length of service. Not just because it was easy, because they refused to stop moving forward. I'm here tonight to declare we need to keep moving forward and stay focused on the mission. We find it here in the opening passage. David, the warrior king, the man who killed Goliath, was now old and feeble and weak, and at his deathbed. His battles were over. His sword and his shield are now placed down. His crown on his head is ready to be passed down to his son to take the throne. And as David lies there, Solomon steps into a room to await further instructions. David does not talk about any military strength or some political strategy or how to conquer the enemy. No, he gives him something far more important, a charge of how to lead his life. He states, therefore, be strong and show yourself a man. Keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, that thou may prosper in all that you do, and that the Lord may continue his word. David, I truly believe right there, in this moment, he was saying the kingdom's survival won't depend on bigger armies or stronger walls, but it will depend whether you continue the mission. And I do believe this evening that Solomon knew exactly what the way was that his father spoke of, because every Jewish child grew up hearing the scripture and learned about the Shema, which is Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5. And if you ever heard it, welcome to Pentecost Church. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. That was the way of the Jewish people. It wasn't just a belief. It wasn't just a creed. It wasn't just a prayer, but it was a way of living. It was a way of loving. It was a way of walking in covenant with the one true God and passing that truth on to the next generation. The mission of Christ is burning brighter than ever, church. The call to reach the lost, the oppressed, and the thirsty for truth remains undiminished. We have been entrusted with the very keys to the kingdom. Baptism in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And God's heartbeat is still beating in every faithful soul. Let us arise with unstoppable power and reclaim the ground for his glory. What is this mission? We were not saved to sit. We were not saved to just sit there and with our arms crossed, but we were saved to serve. When Jesus saved you, it wasn't just to make you feel good. It wasn't just to bless you with heaven. It was to enlist you into his mission. The mission is the heartbeat of God. From Genesis to Revelation, God has been on a mission to redeem mankind. The cross wasn't the end. It was just the beginning for the church's mission. In Luke 19 and 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save which was lost. The mission is not dead because the souls still need saving. There are people today walking in darkness. How many in here feel like you're walking in darkness from time to time? It's sad that people are searching for hope in drugs and relationships and success, but they're still empty and never satisfied. But God has chosen you to reach them. How will they hear without a preacher? You may be the only Bible that they ever read. Imagine a house on fire. If you saw people inside burning, screaming for help, hear a dog yelping, a cat meowing. I love my cat and my dog, so I'll be running in there. But just imagine there's a house and you saw people in there and the animals. They're all screaming for help, but you just do nothing. You just keep walking. You would feel guilty for not helping. Let me tell you, the world is on fire with sin. And we have the water that will pour it out. The mission is not dead because the gospel has the power. In Romans 1 and 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The message of Jesus still breaks chains. It still saves addicts, heals marriages, transforms lives, and we are not called to change the message, but just to deliver it. You don't have to be eloquent, just obedient. Testimony after testimony we have in this church. David used to be bound by drugs and alcohol, messed up on meth. But God, who is rich in mercy, he radically changed his life. You have Brother Teddy over here. Who loves Brother Teddy and Sister Amy? My word, I love going back and watching him worship right in the center aisle. Bound by drugs. He's not afraid to run these aisles. He's not afraid to walk them. He's always willing to bust a move for the Lord. The mission is not dead because the church still has work to do. In Matthew 9, verses 37 through 38, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The fields are ready, but the workers are missing. It's not a lack of opportunity. It's a lack of obedience. The church is not on a cruise ship. We would all love to be on a cruise ship, though, but we're in a battleship. Sometimes we would love to be on that cruise ship just drinking I don't know what you would drink on a cruise ship. I've never been on a cruise ship. Hopefully it's not an alcohol drink because coffee, yes. Apple juice, orange juice, you name it. Something that will wake me up. But we're in the midst of a battle. We're not on the cruise ship. We're on a battleship. We know what the back of the book reads, but we need to get our own soul right with God, or we aren't going to win this battle. You're not called to be comfortable. You're called to be faithful. Baptizing and making disciples is the strategy of the mission. Mark 16, 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Baptism is not optional. It's obedience. Acts 2:38 plainly says it. Repent and be baptized and receive ye the Holy Ghost. We aren't just looking for decisions. We want disciples. We just don't just lead them to the water. We walk them through the water. We do Bible studies. Have you ever led someone to the water today? Receiving the Holy Ghost empowers the mission. In Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. The Holy Ghost gives you boldness. Peter denied Jesus before his spirit. After Pentecost, he preached to thousands. The Spirit is not just for you. It's for your work, co-workers, your classmates. The Spirit gives you gifts, discernment, wisdom, and direction. The early church exploded in power because they were filled and mission-focused. They had that mission mind. Encouragement. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost, we need to encourage one another to seek the Holy Ghost. The message of the cross at its heart is one of the love, and it's a love story, the cross. It's a love story, and it's about the salvation. It tells us about Jesus Christ, him willing to suffer and die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. But God demonstrates his own love for us. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Who's thankful for Jesus shedding his innocent blood on Calvary? The cross signifies victory. Jesus' resurrection 3 days after his crucifixion is a triumphant example that death and sin have been conquered. 1 Corinthians 15:57 tells us, but thanks be to the God, he gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. The cross then is a symbol of great sacrifice and victory, embodying the core of Christian faith. God's self-giving love and the promises of eternal life for those who believe in Jesus Christ. In essence, the cross symbolizes Jesus' role as both the creator and the sustainer of all things. Through him, the world was made, and through his sacrifice, humanity was offered salvation. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Heaven is our goal. That's a mission. But we can't go alone. John 14:2-3 reads, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven is real today, church, but so is hell. And our job is to pull as many people as possible out of the flames, the eternal pit. I don't want to show up to heaven empty-handed. I want to bring my family, my neighbors, my coworkers, my classmates. Amen. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. The mission starts with you today, church. You don't need a title. You don't need a burden. You don't need a platform. You don't even need a microphone. You just need the vision of the mission. If we could all stand. The mission today, church, is for you. It's not just for me. It's not just for one particular person, but it's for all of us. The mission. Our mission is to make heaven our home. Our mission is to cast our crowns at Jesus' feet when we're called up to glory. Our mission is heaven. I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you sinner, you worker of iniquity. I want to hear him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Do you feel far from the mission? As Pastor was talking about, come back to your first love. Have you ever been too busy to care about lost souls? Ask God to break your heart for what breaks his. Have you ever received the Holy Ghost? You can receive it today. Do you want to be used by God? Surrender your life to his mission. The mission is not dead, but are you alive in it? Church, the mission is not dead. It's waiting for you to rise up. It's waiting for you to preach, to teach, to baptize, to reach, to love, to serve, to go and to give, to go again, because there are still lost souls. And to every one of them, of you that hear the sound of my voice, this gospel, this mission is not complete without you. If we can close our eyes if they sing this altar call song. These altars are open today, church. The mission starts with you.